You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Seven and a half minutes past the hour. Here we go. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, and now Eddie Van Adler joins the team. Kickoff hour is behind us. Blazing Silverman, Rick and Bubba University student, banging out his degree in common sense. You'll hear again today. Now a superpower. My goodness. Happy Thanksgiving. The biggest and most active travel day of the year, and we got all kinds of stuff that you can listen to as you travel. I'll run all that down for you today, including this live show, but not limited to. And we'll tell you about that as well. As Rick and Bubba and all of our connections go with you this weekend. Rick and Bubba replay tomorrow, a Black Friday best of show with Helmsy, giving you some of the most historic moments in Rick and Bubba history as you get out and shop or do whatever you're going to do on Friday. And then there will be no Rick and Bubba University, the podcast, this weekend, but I think we could even fill that void thanks to our friend Andy Andrews. But you can go back and listen to some of the Rick and Bubba Universities or watch them that maybe you missed in our archives, both on wherever you get podcasts, also on our YouTube channel. Let's bring him in here. There he is, the silver tongue one. The man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the King's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bursting!
There it is, way down in there. Hey. Hey. Hey.
There it is.
Hello, friends, neighbors, and associates everywhere. Welcome in to the Thanksgiving edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
It's a good one. Sorry about that. A little connection problem here. Hey, technology.
Like better said, late connection than no connection, well, I always say.
Like I say, bleeding edge. and I hung on to it longer because that one has a build up. Yep, and I kept thinking, well, it should have built up by now. Bubba and I are really holding
on. Build on up.
I thought our breath on that was really good. We almost made it to the end of the song. But anyway, I just want to start by saying I'm thankful.
Hey, Rick, I am thankful. Wow, what a blessing it is to be here and live in this country and, you know, do what we do and have the great friends that we do and the listeners and advertisers. We really do appreciate it. And I tell you, this year, when I say I am thankful to be here, I mean it more than ever, Rick. Trust me. Yeah, trust me when I say that.
Gobble, gobble.
No doubt. So
not thankful for that.
No.
But we're going to have to hear it today. I think the timing is very important. We have a lot of people out driving today.
Oh, buddy.
I don't know if you saw the numbers. I think it was 55 million Americans will drive more than 50 miles for Thanksgiving, and most of them are traveling today. So it is going to be a very, very busy travel day. So please be careful if you're out on the highway. And I always like to say, and I know Rick loves to hear it again, that we – I'd rather talk to you than read about you.
Yes, I think that's good. Speaking of that, it was funny. Do you have – how many of you that work here – is there anybody that works here that it is normal for your wife to be up when we get up going to work? Anybody?
Not normal.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, so for me it's not normal either. But every now and then Sherry will get big eye or something. She'll get something on her mind. And it is the most hilarious thing because the normal, and I would think it would be everybody here's normal for the time we go to work, and is darkness, complete stillness, quiet, no words. You don't ever speak because it's just you, okay? Mm-hmm. And you get yourself ready, and it's completely it's a solemn experience, okay? Right. And of course, you know, you usually spend some time in prayer, spend some time in the Word of God. Work through the routine, the things I need to do before I leave.
Try to not run into the wall.
Right, right. But it's very quiet. But on the day before Thanksgiving, with a wife that's hosting a part of the family at the house, if she's up, and what was so funny is she got up. I looked out when I was in the shower, and I saw the lights on in our bedroom, and I thought, oh, no, she's up. Okay. She comes through that bathroom holding some dirty clothes under one arm, mm-hmm. looking around on the floor of the bathroom, like, uh-oh.
Well, she's going.
So I walk, and I'm in there, and I'm still in the mode, and it is a machine gun of words, okay? And all of a sudden, she's running the list of things that need to be done today and all this, and then finally she looks at me, she goes, this is getting on your nerves, isn't it? And I said, huh, what? She goes, it's normally really quiet when you get ready for work, isn't it? I said, it is. And she said, I'm being a bit of a chatty Cathy, aren't I? And I looked, and I said, a little chatty. And I said, baby, I just want to say this, you know, because I don't even use it this time, know who I am. And I said, it's a kind of a ramp-up thing. Mm-hmm. And I said, so whatever you've been saying, and I love you so much, so thankful for you. I'm going to start by being thankful for you. Mm-hmm. I said, but you really need to follow up with the text and the things you need me to do today. Because mm-hmm. all this has been to me is noise. And I'm so sorry for saying that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what you've said.
Right? Yeah, I'm not.
I really right. don't know.
My system's not adjusted to take commands.
Yeah, I'm just
that
not
early.
Ready. Yeah, I'm just not yeah, ready.
I'm in warm-up mode. You know, the car can't go yet.
Right, yeah. I said, you're in the mode of like we're up to catch a flight.
Yeah.
And I'm in the mode of I'm just going to work today.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, that's two completely different.
Yeah, it is.
You
yeah,
know,
is.
And yeah. And so I'm so sorry.
Wow.
And I know you're ready to get ready for, and then of course she hits me with this, but I did have enough to be honest. When do you think Brooks will be here? Baby, I don't know. Well, you don't have any idea? Do you think I need to make dinner for everybody tonight? Do you think he'll be having dinner with us? I don't know, babe. I said, can I say this? He's 23. He's coming from Atlanta on the biggest travel day of the year. Mm. I said, I wouldn't count on dinner.
Yeah.
I said, I think Brooks, Big Love Burgess's goal is he'll sleep in his old bed in this house tonight.
Yep.
I wouldn't count on anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
just a bonus if he gets
yeah,
early.
You might see him tonight before you go to bed. You might not. You know what I mean? Yeah. But you think I need to have dinner ready? Maybe I don't know. I said, you could try to maybe text him. But I said I wouldn't count on that. I think he works today, mm-hmm. then leaves. So yeah. I wouldn't.
We're in the same boat. We got one in house and then one that doesn't get off till 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, so, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Now this one. See, the thing is though, it is a mystery when Brooks will be off. But he's coming on this day that you just mentioned. People traveling.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
From
yeah.
Atlanta
oh, yeah.
to Birmingham, and I said, baby, that could be. I mean, it could be double the time it normally takes. I mean, I just wouldn't. I wouldn't hang on cooking his favorite meal. Is that what you're asking? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that was the only words I uttered.
Right.
You know, I mean, but have you ever had that happen? And they're in the, I'm wide awake and I'm moving.
Oh, yeah. It happens occasionally at our house, but not
right.
much.
Right. Yeah. I love that she called it. I'm being a little bit of a chatty Cathy, aren't
well,
I?
She called herself.
Yeah. I think with Betty, she tries to stay quiet because the dogs usually don't wake up till about 8 o'clock. You know, they're on the sunlight clock, you know.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, Bubba, you had this video. You gave it to Adler. This is the Army-Navy game coming up December 10th. Navy has revealed the uniform they will wear, and they've done a little promotional video to go with it. Is that right?
Yeah, no. Unveiling.
All right, here's the unveiling. Let's have a look-see.
Sequence start.
As kids, we look to the stars and dream of the unknown.
Roger, we copy.
Those dreams forge astronauts who push the boundaries of humanity.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
From the sea to the stars, this is how we honor them.
Capcom, we're go for landing.
Ain't like that, Bus.
No, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
All right, Bubs, you got to do some explaining for radio because they just heard music.
Well, it was just an unveiling of the Navy uniform, and they're
Are you crying?
They're saluting NASA.
Misty-eyed.
No, it's allergies.
Misty-eyed.
Allergies.
Yeah. You were showing the NASA.
You know, tears
uniform.
Only make your eyes glisten. but it's a salute to NASA, and they've got the NASA logo, and they've got a moon on the side of the helmet with an astronaut. Because a lot of the astronauts have been Navy graduates, so they're tying that all together nicely with the uniform.
So I was trying to gather. There's the one side. Doesn't one side have NASA on it? I saw one helmet with NASA on it.
You see, here is the astronaut floating in space.
Got it.
And
that's cool.
And then the other side actually has the NASA logo with the moon scape under it. And it looks like some satellites in orbit around it.
Hey, when does Artemis try to come back?
It'll be back. The whole mission was about 2 weeks, so they're orbiting the moon now, or it is the Orion capsule, and it'll be back. Was it December the 11th? I think something like that.
If they can make it around the moon,
they're orbiting. They've got a big elliptical orbit around it, so they come real close and then they shoot way far out again.
I just know that. You know, that's a biggie because we got to test that heat shield.
Oh, yeah. That is going to be the ultimate test of this after getting it off the launch pad is, hey, we're coming in at 25,000 miles an hour. We got to take the heat of the atmosphere, and that will be the big test yet to come.
So that's that's the uniform for the Army-Navy game. You'll be all over that, won't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I told you, I enjoy the stories. You see these young men and women that are planning on, you know, laying their life down to defend the country. And it's always interesting to see where they came from and what their, you know, their past was for sports and you know, what they're going to be. You see a guy that's a linebacker, and, hey, he's going to be, you know, part of the strategic command, you know, putting nuclear bombers in the air or something. You know, it's kind of cool to see what kind of specialty they've gone into.
So speaking of college football, the playoff committee – the same four, but there's some interesting scenarios here. So we've got Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, TCU. So we know Ohio State, Michigan, something's going to happen there on Saturday. So one of those teams is about to take a loss.
Unless the thing that could really mar everything up, Rick, if you have a clean win here with one team and then the other one's going to drop down, if you have a close victory.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of pressure to hold that other team up there, especially if it's Ohio State.
So they don't have a
– they're going to get an extra look no matter what.
They don't have a championship game, correct?
The Big Ten?
The Big Ten. They have a championship game?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. So one of them's got to play another game.
Yes.
Correct. So whoever wins the game will play. Who would be the championship?
Let's see here. I'm looking at that.
It will not be
The loser? The loser won't play.
They will not be the loser. And Penn State's on that same side, too, aren't they?
Mm. All right. Oh, wow. So whoever wins it does have to play another game.
Correct.
Yes.
It looks like in the Big Ten, in the East, Michigan and Ohio State are sitting there on the top. So that whoever wins this will represent the East. In the West, Iowa and Purdue, I think, are tied at 5-3.
Ooh. That's ugly.
And it looks like, Iowa won the head-to-head against Purdue. So I guess it would be Iowa.
Yeah, okay, so we get to watch that disappointing game again. All right, so
here's another thing. Because, again, we've seen close games in the Big Ten because there's not a whole lot of separation. What if Ohio State gets to that game and loses to an Iowa?
Well, that's
still a possibility.
A potential fly in the ointment. But for today's conversation, whoever
thank you, Tim Brando.
Right. Whoever loses that game, something's going to change. Their situation is going to change a little unless it's really close, like Bubba said.
I think it changes a lot either way.
Yeah, especially if it's Michigan.
Or not.
If it's Michigan, I agree. Yeah. All right, so sitting in the five slot now.
Ohio State might not drop at all.
Anybody surprised who's in the five slot right now? LSU. LSU's in the five slot at 9-2. You know, they had an ugly start to the season, but then they kind of got their act together, and they've been rolling.
Yeah, they're the highest ranked two-loss team.
Toughest conference, toughest division. I have them there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. USC sitting at six.
Now watch out at 7. There's Alabama. They're creeping their way back in. And Clemson. Yeah. We were discussing this. I thought that we had just, for some reason, we just completely got rid of Clemson because the loss they have, it was so ugly.
Mm-hmm. But here they come back.
Kind of inching their way back in. And Alabama is the only one that would need, they can't do much for themselves other than they can't lose the Iron Bowl.
Correct.
Then after that, they just sit and wait and see what happens.
Yep. Yeah. And what I thought was interesting is the AP poll and the college football poll have kind of been close. But the college football poll rankings that came out last night are different than the AP rankings on 5, 6, 7, and 8. They've got them all kind of flipped around to your point. LSU is 5. AP had USC at 5.
Right, but that doesn't matter.
No, and then 7 and 8's flipped too. And so there's a clear path for Clemson or Alabama.
Yeah.
If things happen the way it should for them.
If USC was to lose, they're going to lose to Notre Dame this last game. Okay, now I know they got the championship game, but so does Clemson. So that's a common opponent that USC and Clemson have.
Yep,
is Notre Dame.
Because if we're all sitting here and you hear all of us, none of us believe in TCU. We think TCU will be the Cincinnati of this year's playoff if somebody doesn't knock them out. We all want a better team at four.
We all do.
Let's just call it. We do. But we want a better team at four.
That we do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're right. You're right.
Because all I care about is seeing some good games. I got no dog in this. I want to see the playoffs be games that are good. That's all I want. And so I'm willing to crush the hearts of some fan base somewhere to get me a better team.
Kansas State is second in the Big 12. They've got Kansas this weekend. But if they win out, then it'll be TCU and Kansas State in the Big 12 championship game.
Well, you know what opened the door? Was that South Carolina shellacking of Tennessee?
That
opened all kinds. Because I remember when everybody was doing these scenarios, they said, well, now the scenario you got, I mean, you got to have South Carolina beat Tennessee.
Right.
That ain't going to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course it did.
Boy, did they.
So now some of those scenarios that everybody thought were impossible have now become possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you're right. So let me ask you this real quick. TCU.
A lot of paths.
So we see the path. Clemson, it's easy if they win the ACC and they get help from – you know, USC losing and then LSU getting beat and TCU getting beat, then they probably jump into four. And then I'm not sure about Ohio State, Michigan. Depends on who wins or loses that game. But let's look at Alabama, to y'all's point. If, you know, let's say Michigan gets thumped and they're out, does a one-loss Michigan get in before a two-loss Alabama?
Yes.
And then you got TCU. Does a one-loss TCU get in before an Alabama? Because that's a scenario that's easily played out.
I think Alabama has the toughest road of all those that are trying to get there.
But I think you got an argument with TCU.
Especially, let's say, Ohio State beats Michigan, and then Ohio State gets beat by Iowa in the Big 12, and then TCU gets stumped by Kansas State, and LSU gets beat, and then USC loses to Oregon in the championship game.
I can't even believe all the things you're saying.
Then Alabama has an easy path. But then Oregon.
You call that an easy path?
I mean, if that happens.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Tomorrow, a Rick and Bubba replay. On Thanksgiving, Helmsy hosts the Rick and Bubba Black Friday Best Of on Friday. Enjoy that as you shop. And welcome back, Bill Bubba Bus.
Rick, glad to be here. Very thankful and thankful for all of you. Be careful out there traveling today.
I have news. And a lot of you have been asking about this, and I saw the news yesterday. Helms, I don't know whether you or Speedy saw this yesterday. But anyway, first of all, let me tell you this. If you're thinking about shopping, a lot of things you can do. In Rick and Bubba world, you got the new CD, Where's the Bathroom? Hard copies are available. They're moving at rickandbubba.com. But there's all kinds of stuff at rickandbubba.com under the store that you can look to shop for the Rick and Bubba fan on your Christmas list. But I've been asked, and, you know, every year we try to make it a little more efficient.
Yeah.
I got word from our publisher last night, 30 Tigers, that they think that the new CD, Where's the Bathroom, will be on iTunes, will be in the digital world on December the 9th.
How about that?
Yeah. So December the 9th, for those of you that have been asking, when will it come out on iTunes? Or, you know, wherever you get it digitally. It looks like it will be December the 9th. Now, that probably means it won't be December 9th, but they said December 9th. So make a note of that. I did get that word yesterday. All right, so I mentioned to the guys walking through the kickoff hour guys. They were talking about Christmas specials and when you watch Christmas shows. And, you know, we've heard about this, you know, A Christmas Story reboot, and that may be something new we haven't seen. And I don't know, and I don't feel good about this, I'm finding it, as I get older, I'm finding it more and more difficult to watch movies I've seen a lot of times. It's like I can't really stay with it. I can't get motivated for it. And my wife has been asking me to watch some of the classics. And honestly, I'm like, I've seen these things so many times.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can get the energy for it. And then, of course, she had a thing that I hear you warning your wife as well. With those of us that have, you know, adult children, is, you know, she started this yesterday. We were out having to do some shopping and doing something that was really cool that I can't really talk about right now. But we were out and we're going around. We're trying to get some shopping done. And so had an interesting situation at dinner, which was odd. But anyway, so we're coming home and, you know, it gets dark so early now and our Christmas lights are on now. And Sherry's all in the Christmas spirit and Thanksgiving is, you know, coming up tomorrow. And we're hosting for some of the family. So she's all fired up about that. And she's like, oh, let's watch Elf. And then I said, I don't know, babe. I just don't know if I'm ready for Elf yet. And then she goes, oh, yeah, what we'll do is we'll watch Elf. You know, with the boys on Thursday night, because two of the adult kids are coming home for Thanksgiving, and I said, "Baby, that's not going to happen. Don't get your little heart set on that. You don't think they'll sit down and watch Elf Thursday night after we have the meal and everything?
Too many good games,
right? Baby. That's not going to happen. First of all, I don't even know where they're going.
You're right.
After they eat and visit with everybody, they're probably not. I think Big Love may even be going back home." And she's like, huh, what? I said, that's kind of the indication I got. I think he has to work Friday. And she's like, I said, so let that go. So don't hang on to that.
Right.
If you watch Elf with our kids, you're probably going to have to watch it on Christmas Eve after we're done visiting with the family.
For sure. Yeah.
But before we all go to bed. So anyway, so she goes, well, what, you want to watch it? And I said, you know what? All right. And she was finishing up something. She said, you go ahead and go downstairs and go ahead and get Elf ready for us to go. So I go downstairs and I've got it up there and I'm just looking at it and I'm like, I could mouth this entire movie.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's a good one.
It is a good one. I'm not against it. And then all of a sudden I have Apple Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice on Apple Plus, I look up and I see this new Christmas special called Spirited. And it's got Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, well, now that looks funny.
Okay, I've seen the promo of this.
So I watched the trailer. What I wanted to make sure is it wasn't some nasty Christmas thing.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to go and be – we're, and it certainly is. It has no spiritual value whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not that. It's strictly from the secular thing. But it's what we liked. It's a play on A Christmas Carol. Which when Bill Murray did that, we loved it. Yeah. That's a completely different approach. It's not Scrooge with new actors, so it's not that.
Right.
But that's the storyline is from A Christmas Carol storyline, and it's strictly not trying to be serious. It's funny. It's a PG-13, and it's probably even PG. I'm just trying to think, did I miss something? I don't remember anything nasty said. There might have been an innuendo one time or something. But it was funny.
Okay.
It also makes fun of musicals. And I know, Bubba, you've got a little – that interests you a little bit.
Yeah. But it's only on Apple Plus.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not in the theaters?
It's their original creation. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the new thing now. So anyway – it is PG-13. Okay, that's what it felt like. So anyway, but what's funny is, like, I thought of you, Bubba, like when all of a sudden you hear – the music will hit the note for everybody, and the guy go, no, let's not do a song. Look, and also, and of course, Will Ferrell doesn't sing that well, but he sings a tremendous amount there.
Yeah.
And so
he sings loud.
If you like musicals being made fun of, and them come up with goofy, clever songs, and you like the humor of Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell, it was good. I liked that it was new. I was entertained by it. I certainly didn't have all fuzzies about Christmas or anything like that, but I was entertained by something that had a Christmas theme. That was a decent comedy. And those two guys are just funny anyway. And if they stay out of the yuck world, they're really funny.
Tracy Morgan's in it.
Yeah, you don't really ever see them. He's the voice of the Christmas future.
Okay,
and that's funny too because he says he wants to do more than point, and he's mad that he didn't get to do more than point. So it makes fun of all the different ghosts and how you end up haunting people, and the whole deal is that these ghosts, it's not just Scrooge. Their whole existence is to try to redeem people, and they pick who they're going to try to redeem next, and they try to redeem Ryan Reynolds. And so it's funny.
So Sherry comes down. She thinks you're getting Elf ready.
Right.
And then you present this idea. Did you have to play the trailer for, or did you just say, trust me, or let's go
trailer.
Something new?
Here's how it works at our house, and I don't know what it is with Sherry and these trailers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do it too.
We have to watch a trailer over and over. I'm like, baby, how many times you need to see this trailer? She goes, okay, now, all right.
I like watching trailers. Yeah, just sitting down watching.
So are we going to watch this over Elf? I said, that's my preference. Can I see the trailer one more time? We just watched it.
Can I ask you a question?
I'd like to see it one more time.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, okay, let's watch it again.
And she
went for it.
Okay, good.
Can I ask you a question? I may be totally brain dead. No, I'm just not thinking at all. But we have a group of movies we call Christmas movies that are around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I can't recall any what we call Thanksgiving movies.
Other than Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Have we had a lot of those?
I bet old Hallmark's got them.
They're already doing Christmas. They've been doing Christmas since like October 1.
Yeah, true.
You're right.
We don't have a lot of good comedy Thanksgiving movies,
do
we?
You don't. You got Charlie Brown. That's about it.
Yeah.
And Greg's favorite movie, The Blind Side.
All right.
True. Thanksgiving. It was on last night.
I'm going to openly.
It is under when you Google Thanksgiving movies, Blind Side.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Anybody know why?
There's Almost Christmas. It comes up.
Guys.
All right. Let me say this. I don't know if y'all are this way. A little bit different.
It's a good question.
I know we're going down the Thanksgiving road here.
I like Almost Christmas.
But am I the only one? Number one, I cannot watch Christmas movies if it's not Christmas.
Yeah, man.
All right. Number two, I don't like to watch a movie like an episode or something that I like, even a sitcom, and it be the Christmas one and it not be Christmas. That drives me nuts.
I know. Yeah,
I can't watch any movie or any show that's set at Christmas time if it's not Christmas.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
It bothers me. It makes me depressed. I mean, it really gets on me a little bit. If I'm sitting there on July 11 and I'm watching a show and it's set while it's Christmas in that show, I can't stand it. I can't do that. Yeah, I don't know why. But I will say, if you're looking for something that is just stupid and funny and is new, they put together a pretty good movie. Now, I'm not saying it's award-winning or it's going to be on your regular rotation every year.
I think we'll watch it because I've seen that option.
I think Bill Bubba Bussy will like it. There's a lot in there for you, my friend.
So did you see the whole movie or you're just working off the
I watched the whole thing. It was very good. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
We have several clips from this, and, you know, I will say this. The media is finally asking the questions they should have been asking all along.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get to go out in a blaze of glory and treated like some great savior of the country. He was actually asked hard questions and, of course, refused to answer them.
Right.
Let's hear from him to begin with. Adler, if you'll give us 2C, and we'll work our way down.
2B.
2B?
I'm sorry, 2B, and work our way down.
Yeah, here we go.
As immune compromise, first of all, everybody should be vaccinated and boosted with flu and with COVID. As immune compromise, first of all, everybody should be vaccinated and boosted with flu and with COVID. Whether or not you wear a mask, or another thing we shouldn't underestimate is testing. So when we're gathering at a family gathering for Thanksgiving or for Christmas or for any other holiday as we get into the winter, it makes sense that you might want to get a test that day before you come into a place in which you might be infected and spread it, or other people who might be there, in order to protect. So there's masking is important, but you can count masking, vaccine, boosting, testing. All of that is part of the spectrum of protecting yourself and your business.
So we're just, it's like a broken record.
I mean,
it's a broken record.
I bet he'd be fun to be at with a big family get together on Thanksgiving, don't you think?
But, Bubba, what I don't understand.
Have you been tested?
I don't understand.
Have you put that down? I'll swab your nose right now. You're going to get tested and mask and a booster.
I'm going to boost the turkey.
I'm boosting it. I'm not brining it. I'm boosting it.
So here's what I don't get. This is a broken record. He's acting like, I feel like he's caught in a time warp. It's like, is he still back in 2020? I mean, what is he, what are you talking about?
Well, what are,
what are you going to say? He's talking like it's November and December 2020.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, or my goodness, he's talking like it's spring of 2020.
Let's, a little more on a mask and about being masked.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you say about the word mask now being a pejorative in some communities?
No, it shouldn't be. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, I know sometimes when you walk in and you have a mask and nobody has a mask, you kind of feel guilty. You shouldn't feel guilty. You look terrific, right?
I don't have one on, but you look good.
I got to tell you, I think unless you are immune compromised, I think you look ridiculous in a mask.
You know,
it's not doing anything.
Do you think Fauci could?
And
be
I'm not
cast...
sure it's doing anything for anybody, but if it makes you feel better, like a security blanket.
Let me ask you this: when they come out with the next Batman movie, do you think they could cast Fauci as the Penguin?
Ooh. That's good. He'd be a great Penguin.
Yeah, mask.
Hey, Batman. I'm going to boost you.
I'm not like I'm smoking. I keep having him smoking. I guess because he sounds like
now, yeah. Now we got Fauci on vaccinations.
There we go.
Vaccinated and unboosted versus vaccinated plus boosted. That doesn't mean you shouldn't get boosted. But the real danger is in the people who have not been vaccinated. So that's where we expect... Oh. If
true.
We're going to see a problem this winter, it's going to
demonizing the unvaccinated.
So let me ask you this.
Is he trapped in a time warp?
So if I have natural antibodies or someone else has antibodies from the vaccine and we're both above the level of what will help to curb the effects of this virus, what's the difference? What's the difference? The shot, the vax... The booster, it only builds natural immunity. Your own system builds natural immunity if you've been exposed to it. And then we've talked about the memory process. If you don't have the antibodies in your system and your immune system is working properly, it's put it in the filing cabinet for the white blood cells to recognize later on, the T-cells. So, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's like we're trampling over the science here.
Can I tell you what he sounds like before we move on? Because I really, this is what it is. This is what he sounds like right now. He sounds like a NASCAR driver. And it sounds like he's been reminded by all the pharmaceutical companies, and don't forget to hit the sponsors. You know, when they get out there, hey, we had a pretty good time. You know, the Red Man Chevrolet ran, we had just a crew, and then, you know, thank Coca-Cola, and my Coca-Cola crew. And it's like he gets up there, the vaccine boosters, unvaccinated people are evil. Don't forget your vaccine and your booster. And everybody's like, all right, he got him in. He got him in. Aren't you good?
He got all the three, big three in.
He got us all in.
Mask, booster, vaccine.
Okay, get them all in.
Well, as his press conference wraps up and they're going to take questions, it gets a little rowdy. And you see the press secretary try to calm everybody down and refuses to call on people who want to talk about the origin of COVID.
That's right. You can ask questions, but only certain questions.
Yes.
I will not call on you if you yell. And also, you're taking time off the clock. Because Dr. Fauci has to leave in a couple of minutes. I'm done. I'm not getting into a back and forth with you. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Dr. Fauci.
But she's only vaccine. She's only 30 good questions.
You're not being disrespectful.
Go ahead, Jeremy. You ask your question. You should allow her to ask some
questions. Jeremy.
Jeremy. Dr. Fauci. It's the origin of COVID-19.
It is not. It is not your turn. It is not your turn.
You can't call the same people. That's the thing. You can't read a press briefing. You need to call from people across the room. She has a valid question. She's asking about the origin of COVID.
I hear the question.
And Dr. Fauci is the best person to answer.
I hear your question, but we're not doing this the way you want it. This is the disrespectful. It is. I'm done. Simon, I'm done. I'm done with you right now. Go ahead.
Don't forget, they're not the fascists.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And
isn't that something?
And I hate to say it, it appears this administration hates foreigners.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't let the foreigner ask his question.
And asking about the origin of COVID is disrespectful to Fauci.
Poor foreigner wanted to know about the origin of COVID, and we're just not going to talk about it. Who's the fascist?
He finally arose out of his job of customer service,
right.
And now he's working for the press.
Right. Can't get an answer to a simple question.
Let me tell you what really bothers about this. Did you hear the guy use the common sense? Because this is the thing you have to look for. And what he said was absolutely spot on, the part I can understand. Listen to this. He said, I'm going to add this part. This is me adding this part, but this is what he meant. All y'all have done is tell us he's the smartest man in the whole wide world.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've called him, I've called him and others, the high priest of health. We've elevated him to almost God status, okay, that no one can speak against the great Fauci because he's all-knowing about the vaccines, the boosters, the viruses. He is to be elevated into the Health Hall of Fame. And the guy says, and you won't let us ask him about the origin of COVID? I thought he would be the one that would know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All y'all did was tell us this is we couldn't have a better source than this. And now you won't let us ask him about it? I thought he was the one with all the answers.
The one thing about Fauci, and you've heard me say this, he was not transparent about the gain-of-function research going on in Wuhan because it was illegal in the United States. He knew it. He helped fund it. And when all this broke out, he should have come forward right away and said, this could be a possibility. Instead, he hid it until it was drug out of him in congressional testimony by Rand Paul that they funded this. He was involved with it. He knew about it. He wasn't transparent. And he possibly threw out the worst first pitch I've ever seen in my life.
Ever?
Right. That's really
That's high what he up should there. Be remembered yeah. for.
All right, when we come back, we have Biden's got his COVID response coordinator.
Oh,
if you want him, he's just as creepy. But we say goodbye to Fauci, and on the way out, all he did was say the same things he's been saying for when we get to winter of 2023. That would be 3 years saying all this.
And never once was he like, be healthy, drink water, make sure your immune system is strong, get plenty of rest, don't drink alcohol. We never heard any of that stuff, and that is a great way to not die from COVID.
Well, he doesn't profit by that.
That's right.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Also, you can shop at rickandbubba.com into the store for a number of different items. So, all right, let's hear.
We don't want to talk to Fauci. How could you let us talk to Fauci?
They were not ready. Again, if you've told us that he's the end all, but yet we can't ask him about the origin, he could even say what Bubba's been saying. He could throw it at his face. It was a bad sandwich. Shut up and go on. I mean, he could do that again if he wanted to. What I don't understand is this continued narrative that won't change and the continued. Have you ever gone to someone, it'd be like you going to any doctor, any therapist. That's working a physical therapist, PT, and what they keep telling you to do doesn't work. And every time you go back, they just keep telling you again. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yeah, but that didn't work. Hey, Rick, so here's what you need to do. Listen, I'm going to give you this and give you that. That ought to lower your blood pressure. That's how's your blood pressure? It's through the roof. Well, let me tell you what to do. Take this and do that. That's what you told me. That's what you told me last time. That ought to do it. The same thing, it didn't do it? Yeah. So you want me to do the same thing that didn't lower it? Yep, we're going to keep doing that. It'll come down at some point.
At some point.
What are we talking about? I mean, is this Sanjaya? Who's this guy?
this is a COVID response coordinator.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Ashish Jha is his name.
We want to talk to Fauci.
Ashish Jha.
How come we can't ask the question of the Fauci?
He was fired up wanting to get that question.
That's a valid question, Rick.
It's a valid question. That's a good question. You're valid.
You're going to be in trouble.
Can we talk to Fauci? Okay.
What's wrong with that?
But all the science and all the evidence we have suggests that we're probably going to need to update our vaccine again next year and have Americans get vaccinated again next year. Right now, our focus is let's get Americans protected this fall and winter with the updated COVID vaccines we have.
We'll protect you.
Okay,
what are you talking about? All right, Bubba. Bubba, have I gone? Am I back in 2020? Where am I right now? Do we not know? None of us have to be doctors to know vaccinated and boosted people still get COVID and still pass COVID, yes or no?
Yes.
So then they say, yeah, but we think it'll keep you from having a hard time with it.
Possibly.
Do we know people that have not been vaccinated and have not been boosted that have had COVID and they don't have a hard time with it?
Yes.
That'd be me. That'd be you. That'd be everybody.
Had it twice.
Yeah. So if you have a good immune system, but yet we keep being told, you heard Fauci do it again, it's the unvaccinated people that keep this thing alive.
Well, that's just not factually correct.
They're the dangerous ones.
And we've had several of our leaders make comments like that. I think some out of just uneducated ignorance. But that's just not the case. It's simply not true.
I have no problem. Let me be perfectly clear. I have no problem with people saying this back when we didn't know and they had been told by the pharmaceutical companies, if they really had. Some pharmaceutical companies said, we never told them it would do the things they said it would do. But whatever.
They didn't know.
Whatever.
Nobody knew.
But we can't keep saying these things now. No one is ignorant anymore. And that's the part I don't get. You can make a mistake early on. You go, well, I thought it'd do better than that, or I thought it would do that. It didn't do it. We thought that we could keep up with the variants, and, hey, we couldn't. Guys, can I tell all of you out there, for some of you, that this stuff scares y'all to death? Just every year when the holidays come around, every year when we're meeting with family, getting together, people are getting sick with upper respiratory things, viruses. This has always happened. It always will happen. Yes, 2020, we had a pandemic and all that. That's all valid. That happened. I'm not a pandemic denier. But we're at the point now where you need to go about your business the way you go about your business during flu season. If you have people that need to be isolated that aren't very healthy, I think the flu wouldn't be good for those people. COVID wouldn't be good for those people. Pneumonia is not good for those people. So this is the point now. There's just something new that you can get sick from. It's no more complicated than that. And the survival rate right now on COVID with healthy people, and it always has been with healthy people, is through the roof. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to, hey, I won't be there today, I got COVID. Oh, okay. And then all of a sudden you get about 4 or 5 days later, there they are again. They're back. Hey, I got the flu, man. Okay. Seen about 4 or 5 days. Okay. You know, I've seen some people get pneumonia, got kind of rough. They had to fight through it. They got through it. Okay, so don't let these people terrify you. Like death is around every corner every time somebody sneezes. Okay, all right. So now we're going to get a COVID and flu shot. At least they're now calling COVID a shot. They're not. I hope they're not. I don't know why they keep calling it a vaccine. It's no more a vaccine than the flu shot. Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed that the flu shot is not called the flu vaccine?
It is not.
And I don't know why we did it. Look, Rick. A lot of things.
It's not a vaccine.
The experts didn't know. They made the best call they could. They tried to adjust. I give them some leeway on that.
Oh, that's fine.
But at this point, we know so much more.
Thank you.
We know what the risks are to people who are not high in a high group for getting infected and hurt by COVID long term. We know that there's a much greater risk. Some are even reporting as much as 133% of suffering, you know, fluid around your heart from these types of mRNA vaccinations. And, it's cutting-edge technology. But the people wanted something done, and they did. But now we've got a little bit of evidence and history to look at. We need to be a little wiser.
Well, here comes another creepy thing. Go ahead and get a COVID and a flu shot. Here's the White House COVID response director. That's why God gave you two arms. Here we go.
But it's going to take all of us to make that happen. So please, don't wait. Get your COVID shot. Get your flu shot. That's why God gave you two arms. Get one in each arm if you want. Go to vaccines.gov and let's do everything we all can to protect the American people.
I wouldn't name it vaccine.gov. That's a bad name.
That's why God gave us two arms.
So we've been given two arms so we can get more shots. That's why he thinks we have those arms. They're obsessed. Look, they're obsessed with giving you an injection.
It's acute.
Obsessed with it.
They've got them a cute little saying there, they think. But I will go, I think we'll skip on that one.
You know what? It's it certainly could go bad for me. I think I'm going to go with the, I'm going to work through whatever, and I may get sick. I may be, y'all may hear Monday that I'm out sick. Whatever. I've been sick before. I've been sick with this before. Sometimes it's really bad. Sometimes it's not so bad. But I'll take my chances with that, whether it turns out good or bad, than gambling on some of this fire a bunch of new drugs in me all the time every time I turn around.
And then, we got vaccines for everything now.
And then try to hide any side effects that we've had out there.
I wish they had a DA vaccine.
As if it never.
I know.
They couldn't keep up with the demand.
Some people need in that line.
Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
The big archive today on our YouTube channel, our podcast channel of the entire show. Take that with you. We've got a new Bible study today. You can take that with you. Sherry Burgess was interviewed by Andy Andrews on his podcast. We got that available for you. Great interview. Andy did a great job with that. Honored he would have Sherry on. And if you haven't heard their conversation, it's powerful. That's available to you. So that's out there. So you got plenty to listen to while you're traveling. Helmsy will also give you a best of show coming up on Friday. So the gang is all here. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, Eddie Van Adler, Blazing Silverman takes your phone calls. We'll get more of those this hour. And there's Bill Bubba Bussey. Oh, my goodness. Bill Bubba Bussey.
There he is. Hey, Rick, glad to be here, and thank all of you for joining us as we quickly are wrapping up our 28th year.
Yep.
Right? Isn't that what we decided?
Listen.
No.
I'm going to say
I'm
this
not going to go
last.
Into it. Listen, let me just finish
I'm going to tear somebody up.
We appreciate you. We're thankful for you, and please be careful out there driving.
We got the dreamer's disease.
The first week of January every year is our birthday.
We'll be 29 this January.
The show started in January of 94, and that means January of 2023 will be our 29th celebration of when the show started. We are not babies. We didn't have to live a year. We're celebrating the year the show started. We will end 28 years, and then we'll start year 29 coming up in January. So that's why we call it our 29th birthday, because that's our 29th anniversary of the first day Bubba and I went on the air as Rick and Bubba.
Full time.
It's no more complicated than that.
We actually had some part-time years.
Yeah, but we didn't call it Rick and Bubba.
Right.
Yeah, I'm talking about that. That's the beginning of the brand, the Rick and Bubba Show.
Mm-hmm.
Bubba is co-host, and it's called the Rick and Bubba Show, 1994, early January.
Yeah.
Can't remember the exact day, but it was
about probably January 6th or 7th.
Yeah, because our vacation always varies, so it's hard to nail the day. Sometimes the day we actually probably went on the air, we're still off sometimes.
Right.
Because I don't remember when they brought us back in those days. But anyway.
Let's say it was January 7th, not January 6th.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Adam.
You know, Judge, we don't want to be.
You insurrectionist.
We don't want to be tied.
Look, let me tell you how I do this. I don't change history based on politics.
Right.
I don't change science. So if it was the 6th, it was the 6th.
Right, yeah.
If it was the 7th, it was the 7th.
Right. So Rick and Bubba, we love January 6th.
We love January.
All right, Adam.
We love it if we started the show then.
Put it on a billboard. I'm just messing with
you. We were insurrectionists for the radio industry, I'll tell you that.
That's right.
Exactly right. It's 28 years.
I'd just like to say happy 28th anniversary.
If anybody else sends me anything else,
you're going to. You get ready. Thank goodness,
Rick.
I did a spreadsheet
just to make sure.
It's not complicated. It's not complicated. Okay, it's not complicated.
Somebody's always saying something about it, so we've been through this.
I also want some people. I get this every time too, and it only happens with country artists. Okay, I play liners from celebrities.
Oh, I saw that.
I play liners from celebrities. Over bed music all the time that isn't them.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it's rare that I can find bed music of them over bed music. When I play Darius Rucker, it's never over a Hootie and the Blowfish or Darius Rucker song. I just play the celebrity drops as they come up. They could be over any kind of music. Hey, man, that Jason Aldean, that wasn't Jason Aldean music. That was Tim McGraw. I know that. I'm not trying to put the musical artist over their own music every time. That rarely happens. I'm just playing the liner over whatever bed music is playing, and so it wasn't intended to. I didn't think that was Jason Aldean's music. It wasn't intended that way. But I appreciate the heads up. But yes, I am aware of that. So, speaking of I want y'all to know, and that's fine. I mean, but just, you know, it's not that complicated. 1994
oh, here we go.
Plus 29 is 2023.
Thanks, Bubba.
Okay, so the show started 29 years ago in January. Okay, that'll be year 29, and then we finish it. Year 29 will be done.
On January 6th.
Right.
a great day. January 6th. We love it.
It's just not that complicated. Okay. All right. So so anyway.
Oh, that's my favorite voice you do, Adam.
January 6th.
January 6th. All right. So all of you are already saying, Rick, you have to do something. So let me tell you what my motivation became, because I didn't want to. We're at the, cause you know, Greg and I grew up with a mom that would send food back all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of traumatized me. I'm not a huge fan of people who send food back all the time. I try not to, unless it's just, you just can't eat it, you know? But then because, you know, and Sherry even was kind of in the mode when the soup tastes like salt water, she was almost like, let's just eat this. Share this thing you've got. Of course, that hurt because then I'm there. You know,
yeah.
But
you're banking on all of
you know,
them.
And so
hungry.
Right, and so and she even said, "I'll just eat something when I get home." So we both came to the conclusion that the soup was so salty.
Wow,
it was impossible to eat it. I started thinking mine was so salty and hers was too. I thought that my cardiologist was going to storm into the place and say, "What are you doing? This is suicide."
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And you know, And so, you know, he's like, your blood pressure, this is not going to help.
It's like
it's like he knew what happened. So then we're sitting there, and very, very kind people, and I looked at Sherry, and she notices that I can't stop looking at the manager. Mm-hmm. And she says, you have to say something, don't you? And I said, let me be clear why. I do not want to do this. I'm fine with just eating what I have and leaving the soup. I don't want my money back, nothing like that. He needs to know.
Yeah.
I'm afraid because you know we're with our hours and now our age, we eat when senior citizens eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're eating early, which means we're probably the first two bowls of soup of the day. Okay, for dinner run. Okay, but I know that his night's going to get even more busy and more people are going to order soup because it's still kind of, you know, it feels kind of wintry outside and all that.
Oh sure,
that's why I have soup.
It's wintery
and so
outside.
I do y'all agree that I need to say something for the manager's sake?
At this point, if you're being picky about something, but when there's obviously a massive mistake in the process,
everybody
you need to let them know because they're gonna serve it to other people and they're gonna be upset.
This is not I ordered medium and it's medium well.
Yeah, right.
This is completely different ball game.
This is I need to give you a heads up.
So now for Speedy, we do have an uncomfortable moment coming, as you know. And there's going to be two uncomfortable things. Now, keep in mind, we've been at dinner a while now because we've tried to work through it and all. It's not like we spent time just letting it sit, trying again, maybe if I mix it all together. So anyway, so I get his attention.
Oh, no.
And I go up and I say, hey, first of all, let me be clear.
Oh, no.
Ain't no problem. Don't want my money back.
You started with that?
Yeah, I said, we're fine. But you as the manager – I said, you know, I'm part of a business. We run a business. If somebody is going to – my customers are not going to be happy, I would hate for somebody to know something and not tell me.
Right.
I'm only telling you this because I think you got a problem the other people that are going – the other people that are going to be ordering soup, okay? This soup, all soups, I said, here's the two we have. They are so salty that you cannot eat them.
Mm.
And he goes, I am so, so sorry. I said, no, I understood.
Right.
And then he says, he wasn't surprised.
Mm.
He said, we have a very new person making the soups.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, my guess is they got distracted.
You're a rookie.
And they're looking at the recipes. And whatever the salt content was, they didn't know they'd already added it, and they added it again or something.
Mm. Or they spilt the salt shaker.
Something. And I said, these soups are not going to go well.
You got a bad batch.
Yeah, and so then now we get to the second phase. I think this is going to be my exit. You know what I mean? Yeah. I've eaten the other thing we had. It wasn't enough food for,
now they brought
you know, whatever.
Stuff out.
And so now it's like, hey, sit right there, and we're going to make some more soup.
Oh, no, he did.
And I was like, ah, you know, I don't
mind. It's on soup. It takes a minute.
Soup? Well, because keep in mind, now we got to dump out air.
It's December.
So I see them go back there, and sure enough.
Do you hear any loud voices in the
back? No, he went back there.
Did they sling any, like, plates?
Yeah, no. I'm too much soup. No. You're fired.
Here's what I saw. Here's what I saw. Well, you have the other end of the spectrum. We could get somebody fired.
What are you doing?
Right here at the holidays.
But what I really realize now is it's so hard to get
What's
people to
work. What's the matter with the soup? What could have been done with the soup?
But here's the thing. Was not an Italian restaurant. Don't know why we're doing this. But
it's not flat like a skillet and drilled like a ball. I'm not thankful for you. Are you trying to kill Mr. Beardman?
I'm
quoting Bugs Bunny.
He cannot have this much assault.
But anyway, so... So now we're uncomfortably sitting there waiting for soup to be made.
Oh, and you want to leave.
Rick. And we're kind of done with soup at this point.
I'm not even hungry anymore.
You know, and so.
Is Sherry upset with you?
No. She's like, well, we can't leave. That'll be terribly awkward. They're trying to be so nice.
Do you have this already cooked?
And now they're bringing me free.
What about a grilled cheese?
They're now bringing us a free dessert, which is very kind.
I love it when they throw that.
Of course, you know, Sherry and I hadn't planned on eating dessert.
Yeah, but felt obligated.
You got it anyway.
Now I'm into a piece of pie.
You had to eat it.
I don't know what now. What's happened, and we have to sit there and wait on soup to be made.
Oh, no.
Did you mess with him and tell him the pie was too salty?
Yeah. No.
Sorry, something wrong with the pie, too.
What if you said the pie's too sweet?
That's right. I said, hey, who put the sugar in his pie? But anyway, he was very appreciative. He agreed he needed to know. I did see him speak to soup person, and they had a little bit of a look on.
Oh,
and I saw him taste the soup, and he was kind of like, wow, what in the world are you doing to the soup? And
how about you, Sue?
And so
you had that long lead in before you got to the soup.
Uh-huh.
He probably didn't know what was wrong.
Right. And then we are served another bowl of soup.
And
it was much better.
Mm. Okay.
It was
but it's them in the back.
Right.
Was it worth the wait?
didn't say that.
You know,
when you send it back, do you always think about
that? It's kind of like the soup window had kind of closed.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When you send anything back, though, does like the movie clips, like from Dumb and Dumber and all that, get in your mind?
I think to myself, you know, this, I don't taste the spit. You know, I mean, you never know.
That might be worse. Was there any glares from the back
at you? You just said it out loud.
Well, you don't want to eat soup somebody mad made.
Look, I'm not going to go into details, but have you ever seen the movie Road Trip?
Yeah.
When he sent that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking about. Yep.
All right, Greg. Yeah. Why would you do that?
Why would you do that? How do you like the soup now?
It's fantastic. Don't know why we're doing this. It was not Italian.
Right, it's just
there wasn't an Italian person anywhere near.
So did you hear like pans fall in the back?
No, I could see them. I could see it being.
Oh, okay,
done.
I
watched.
Any pushing, power
no,
pushing?
Nothing no. like that. Nothing like that. Brody had already got on Mom, Sherry, my wife, his mom, and me earlier because we told him where we were going to eat and see if he wanted to go with us, and he said no, he couldn't because Sherry's always trying to get the kids to eat with us. And we told him where we were going. He goes, for years, y'all have mispronounced that. That is not the name of that restaurant. We're like, that's not the name of it. And we kept saying it. He's, y'all don't have that right, guys.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Rick, glad to be here. And let us, all of us here at the Rick and Bubba Show, wish you a very, very happy Thanksgiving.
Well, stations down the line, we went over about anywhere from 40 seconds or so. And I normally think to myself, if something has started, don't interrupt it. But it was the Gobble Gobble song, and I think to myself, I probably would have been celebrated for interrupting it and going ahead on the break at the normal time. I hope that didn't cause any issues for any of you. But I guess also when you protect yourself from trauma, and I thought the Gobble Gobble song was shorter than it was by about a minute. And I think that was just wishful thinking on my part.
Yeah,
it never ends, Rick.
And looking back, if I had interrupted it, I probably would have been celebrated, not attacked.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
So I let it play out. So I'm sorry that we went over on that. So Bubba, we have will this be a wacky world?
Yeah, it is a wacky world. Yeah, man. Wacky world. What are you thinking?
Wacky.
Ooh, baby.
Go.
Rick, TSA officers at JFK International Airport discovered a cat stowed away inside a traveler's bag on Tuesday morning. Officers discovered the cat and a piece of luggage as it was passing through security at the New York airport.
So there you go.
Upon inspection, they also noticed orange fur sticking out of the gap in the zipper's bag, and upon opening the suitcase, discovered the live cat. The man who owned the bag said he did not know he had packed the cat, but noted it belonged to someone else in the home that he had just left.
Oh, my.
Officers later called the owner and asked if they wanted to press charges.
Charges? What if the cat climbed in there?
Abducting a cat.
Cat thief.
The owner said she didn't even notice the cat was missing, but insisted it was an accident and that the cat must have climbed into the bag.
There you go.
Thing zipped it up.
But Rick,
he likes to hide and sleep.
Yeah, I like it.
Wouldn't you
here.
Notice a cat sitting in your bag before you zipped it up?
Can I say, look, I know what's going on here. I mean, come on, we all know what's going on. This is one of those things where somebody's been stuck with a pet, probably from a kid or something like that.
Yeah.
Nobody else wants the cat. I mean, Bubba, if you're in love
with... So they cram it in a suitcase?
But listen, you're in love with your pet.
They cram it in
and hey, listen, and you don't even know it's gone? So what I'm saying is...
Well,
I'm not saying they put it in there.
Right.
What I'm saying is you can tell by the tone... They're not all that upset about it. I mean, it's like...
And it was a he that had been visiting a she. That was not his home. You know, you catch that in the story. The cat named Smells, was reportedly completely unfazed by the entire ordeal.
Couldn't care less.
Didn't care what Smells.
You don't think a cat was not unhappy about being caged up in there?
You would think.
It looked like he was snuggled up like that. Can he breathe? That's the only thing I'm worried about. I guess you can breathe through the zipper, sort of, kind of.
Isn't that weird? But they spotted him when they x-rayed it. Look there at the picture.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you see that in a bag, you have to go, what?
Yeah. So
that's a pretty big cat, by the way. It's filling up the bag. Greg, look how much it fills that bag up.
But they didn't notice it in there. I love that excuse.
Yeah, do you think?
There is something rotten in Denmark.
They
would
be a little bit heavier bag.
What's with all the bottles in this suitcase here? Are you allowed? I guess it was a checked bag, but are you allowed to have all these glass bottles and stuff in here?
What? Is that?
Well, you know, the cat wouldn't have made it in a check bag because it gets too cold back there.
Was it a check bag? I'm really asking.
Well, they're coming through security, so that's one you're going to take with you.
Carry on, wouldn't it?
Was it carry on?
If you're standing there by it.
But I'm like, it looks like a lot of bottles in there.
That didn't look like that suitcase is that big. It looks like it's something
made up story.
There's more to this story than what we're aware of.
Let me tell you what.
I'm going to predict that.
I'm going to say that there was somebody that had been promised that cat and they were waiting on it. Probably some sort of restaurant I won't get into.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where was he going, does it say?
I don't know. Was this some...
Either way, they say on this story, the cat is out of the bag.
Oh, okay.
It was a checked bag. Yeah. It was a checked bag.
Well, then how's the guy standing there with it?
Well, I think they scan all
they
the check bags.
They run through all the check bags.
No, I got that. The guy whose bag it is.
Well, they probably said.
They went and got him off the plane or something.
Yeah. Or did TSA put this story out to show everybody we scan all the check bags?
Oh.
Or make people think of it.
Oh, kitty, kitty. Or did the cat get in and zip itself in there? That's what I want.
Or
what if it's Tubes?
Did Aunt Martha wrap up the cat?
Yeah. Yes, that happened.
Has anyone seen Smells?
Yeah.
I guess. I couldn't actually see. If you were in the room and somebody's got some free roaming cat, because they're always free roaming, and you're getting everything in your bag, you've got it laying open, all right, you're packed. And you do that, you know, that last scan, and you maybe...
But you wouldn't see a cat laying in it?
Well, it buries itself in the clothes. Everybody knows
if
that.
If it snuggles down in there and I'm just shutting it and zipping it up, it's possible.
Yeah. Sounds like he had to get out of that. It sounds like he had to leave that girl's place pretty quickly is what it sounds like.
Mm.
Maybe in a hurry. Rick, also, and Adler had prepared this video for us. It's 1 minute. Do we have time here before we blow through a break again?
No, we're fine.
About how your luggage and suitcases are loaded under airplanes. Nice time.
I bet they really, love and care.
I bet.
Look at this method that they do. So there's the conveyor belt goes all the way under the plane to where the guy is, and then they start stacking it up.
That's pretty good.
Kind of in like a smiley face pattern along the bottom of the airplane.
Because it's curved.
That's right.
But I didn't know. So they have somebody in there that's actually stacking it.
How about that?
I guess so.
I guess I've never seen that.
I had never seen that either.
Stack. Look at
wow.
it.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, exactly. Got a cat in it.
I bet he'd make a heck of a brick mason.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
And Tetris player, too.
Oh, look at he did his push-ups before he started bagging.
That's the way we do before the show.
For now, some reason, I thought they could stand up under there. For some reason, I thought they could stand up.
Wow, it is small, isn't it?
Oh, so
oh, I wouldn't like to be in there. Like
no.
How about the conveyor belt?
What if they slam the door and don't realize you're in there?
Well, how about the conveyor belt is flexible? I mean,
and shorten
it right in there.
Pretty cool.
I'm going to help, man.
I tell you that and I know y'all all started laughing. That time we were on the I was on that disastrous flight, the flight that was taking us into purgatory.
When nobody cared. Yeah.
And that guy seeing his bag out there on the tarmac and nobody saw it.
And he could see it. He goes, "I see my bag."
It's laying there.
I see them leaving it.
And there's nothing he could do about it. He was just like, "I can't get anybody." He's telling the flight attendant, "That's my bag. They left it. It's out there."
You know, if your bag is lost, it's bad. But, you know, really, considering the number of bags they handle every day, it's incredible they get where they do.
Yeah, it is. It is, really.
15 minutes past the hour. Rick and Bubba. The Rick and Bubba Show will be back. More to cover. We got more headlines today. We've got more of your phone calls coming up. Well, a couple of updates. So we'll be right back. Also, our website, Rick and Bubba, spell out the word and.com. Be shopping there coming up this big shopping
Rick
weekend.
Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
.com. To the phones we go. Cody, as I promised, gets us started out of Tuscaloosa. Cody, go ahead.
How you guys doing this morning?
We're good. We're good, Cody. Thanks for calling, man.
Hey, I just wanted to run a scenario by you guys, not saying it could happen, but with Nancy Pelosi finally leaving the House, you think it's possible that Trump could get elected as Speaker of the House and pave the way for Ron DeSantis for 2024?
No, I don't think that could happen.
Wouldn't he have to be an elected member of Congress?
He would. Yeah.
No, sir. The rule is they can elect whoever they want. It doesn't have to be an elected member of Congress.
Yeah.
Has it ever been somebody that wasn't an elected member of Congress?
Can we go back to the early days of our government?
Have you looked at it?
Have you ever seen that happen before? Has we got that in history anywhere?
I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure. I just thought it would be interesting to see if Trump possibly could be elected that and then torture Joe Biden for the next 2 years.
It would be great. Let me tell you why I think it wouldn't happen. First of all, like Bubba said, there it may have never happened, even though it's available. But let's say that somebody said, "We've got this and we're going to do it." The Republican Party, whether we agree with this or not, or like it or not, a lot of them do not want Trump, don't like Trump, wish he would go away. And he probably couldn't get the votes he needed, even within his own party.
And I don't know that he'd want to step down after being president to being Speaker of the House. I mean, he wants to be president again. That's why he's running.
Right. So I think the likelihood of that is almost none.
Yeah. Guys, I'm really sorry, but there's a 2-year-old.
2-year-old drummer.
You want me to turn your mic down?
Well, it was off.
Look.
So it was down. And there's a 2-year-old just playing.
Play it, Ruby.
Ruby, can you play the drums for Rick and Bubba?
There's
yeah.
That's great, kiddo. That's how great. Precious.
She didn't, how funny is she?
She came straight to the drums got here. So
you need some at the house for her to play.
Yeah,
I think so.
What we're watching right now is when I told Sherry setting up our drum set at the barn when we have family gatherings is the wrong idea.
Yeah.
You know, because every kid in there is going to want to go over and play the drums.
Right. Well, of course.
Yeah.
Rick, you actually have some drums for her. You could give them.
You know what? I could.
Oh, thank you so much.
I could.
That would be good.
I have 2 words for you. Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry about that. It's a 2-year-old that wants to play the drums.
Sure.
And worlds are colliding right now. Yeah. And so, listeners, if you hear just like the wheel of meat just spin randomly, it's because a 2-year-old just randomly spun the wheel.
That's right. Yeah.
There's nothing I can do.
Let her play.
Let her go.
Run down everything you need to know, because Bubba and I, for a lot of you, we're not going to talk to each other, and hopefully we will, Lord willing, on Monday. But here's what you need to know. Rick and Bubba replay tomorrow. Best of show with Helmsy on Black Friday, so enjoy that. Sherry is the guest on Andy Andrews' latest podcast. Go catch that. We've got that out there. You'll really enjoy it. And I think that conversation, Sherry and I both have gotten emails already, people saying, hey, I've got somebody needed to hear that. That was very helpful. Hey, that's what I was needing right there. It's a great conversation on a very difficult topic about suffering. I think you will get a lot out of that. Enjoy that. Also, don't forget that the show today will be available to you in its entirety in the podcast archives and also the YouTube archives. Wednesday Bible study today. There'll be a brand new Bible study. If you don't catch it live at noon on the YouTube channel, you can listen to that whenever you want to over the weekend. So we've got you set up with just about everything that we could possibly do for you to enjoy until we get back together on Monday. Now, Greg, to end this hour and for a lot of the show, so you do have Speedy's dad's
Absolutely. I was waiting until y'all brought him here to the studio. Serious? Before
you just got one copy. It. I mean, we can't follow. All right, so Speedy, are you trying to get some music?
Here it is. Look, okay.
Let's see here.
I was waiting y'all out. Hams, we thought Speedy had left at one point and was meeting.
I thought
his
I was about to get a surprise.
Right.
Y'all, something else. What's that?
That's me. I'm trying to work it out to visit him today.
Yeah, I can.
This one, I mean, they're all serious, but this one's almost, it's a little lighthearted. So as far as picking your music, yeah, it'd work. It's still a little lighthearted.
Okay. All right. So, Greg, put everybody in the Thanksgiving mood.
All right, here we go. This is a poem by John Wilburn.
By John Wilburn.
Speedy could have brought him to the studio, but he refused to.
That's not.
Thanksgiving, the giving of thanks to Almighty God for our land with honor and pride. A day for families to come together, for turkeys to hide. It's a day of watching football or maybe playing a round of golf. That is, if it's okay with everyone and it's warm enough. It's a day to count your blessings and name them one by one. It's a day filled with family laughter, with bowls full of joy and second helpings of fun. That's a pretty good line there. Mm-hmm. And then there's the dessert with its delicious cakes and pies and a lot of hot coffee to keep open those eyes. And a guard must be established to protect against malls and Black Friday sales. Thanksgiving must never end, and joy with hope must prevail. So let our thanks be known as we gather around the table to eat and make memories for the next generation, as hopefully Thanksgiving they will repeat.
Well, Greg, hearing John Wilburn sing, read these poems,
I'll tell you what. He loves Greg reading them.
Hey, look.
Speedy, I was so hoping to watch that.
I like the second helpings of fun.
I'm so disappointed that he's not going to be in town.
Well, I'll get
I already told Betty, I said, I'm going to Calvin's for this.
Right. Come on.
Or y'all can
you done told Betty?
Yeah. Hey, I like reading these poems from John C. Wilburn.
Hey, Gary.
Hey. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Uh-huh.
This is a poem by John C. Wilburn. The daddy that Speedy wouldn't go get.
No, Gary.
Thanksgiving.
He was dressed waiting on Speedy, too.
To giving thanks to Almighty God for our land with honor and pride and, you know, if we ain't going to bring Trump back, we ain't never going to have nothing to be proud of no more.
Right.
I say roll Tide and roll Trump.
Okay.
A day for families come together. And I sure hope Gwen's cousins don't come. For turkeys to hide, especially if somebody's using that Smurmaster call that I came up with that just got bought by an outdoor company. I mean, you know, I was selling them all the way up here in Quebec. Turkeys in Quebec are even scared of me.
Oh, wow.
You know why I don't sell too many of them, Bubba? Because I want us to have some turkeys for Thanksgiving. You ever wonder why turkey season's not at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense.
It's a day of watching football.
Uh-huh.
Of course, and way Alabama's played this year, I mean, we don't deserve nothing. Maybe playing a round of golf. That is, if it's okay with everyone, you know, and it's warm enough. It's a day to count your blessings and name them one by one. I have so many blessings, like Rick Burgess, his little wife Sherry, and my sweet little wife Gwen. It's a day filled with family laughter. Of course, I'll have to go down there to Lake Mitchell and fix everybody something to eat. They will be laughing. I'll be miserable. Good gosh.
What we have on that steak? Maybe a salad?
A little salad on the side. Maybe a pumpkin salad. With bowls full of joy and second helpings of fun. Mm. And then there's dessert.
Right.
And delicious cakes and pies. You like a cake or a pie, Bubba?
I'm more of either one.
Well. I guess that was kind of a wasted question for me to use.
Yeah, really.
That's a tough thing for you to choose. See, I made it rhyme just like Don C. Wilbur.
That's great, Gary.
And a lot of hot coffee to keep open those eyes. I can't get Rick to bring me coffee no more. I mean, he's giving it to Moultrie, but he won't give it to me. And a guard must be established to protect against malls. I wouldn't go to the mall if it was the last place on earth to get anything. I won't be anywhere near it.
Ah.
And Black Friday sales. And I don't mean that racist. That's what it's called.
Yep. Okay.
Thanksgiving must never end, and joy must, with hope, must prevail. So let's give our thanks and let it be known as we gather around the table to eat and make memories for next generation as hopefully Thanksgiving. From Chilton County, Alabama. We'll repeat. I'm thankful for all y'all out there. My phone, day in and day night, all I get is somebody liking that video I did of Rick filling up that feeder.
Funny.
30,000 views. Do you know that, Bubba?
Oh,
30,000 views.
Really?
And everywhere I go now, I just can't do nothing.
You don't know
what. John C. Wilburn wrote that. And John, I love you, buddy. And if you use my daddy, I'd have come and got you.
Oh, didn't. Yeah, y'all, that was never the plan.
Well,
y'all making me feel awful.
We love your dad, Speedy. We never get to see him.
Well,
this was close. We were in a close orbit here. We thought this would be close enough.
Rest up, waiting
to
on
get
Speedy
together.
To come get him.
Right. We should have talked about that.
And
beforehand.
I've even had now something else come up in my world that will put me 2 minutes from your house later on this evening.
Oh, boy.
And now I feel bad that I'm going to be just interrupting a nice family moment. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not going to get to see him.
Mm-hmm. You're going
be there
in.
Tonight?
Mm-hmm. They will be at your place tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What if you looked up and hosted?
No, everybody. Come on.
What if you look and Sherry and I did a parade in y'all's neighborhood? and we got your dad right up front with us, and we rode through Helena.
We have our own parade.
Hey, guys, if you leave us, and I know this could be the end. It is the end of the live show.
Now look that way.
Blazing Silverman, have a good Thanksgiving, buddy.
There we go.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sweet Ruby, the Adlers. Guys, enjoy it, and thank all of you for supporting what we do.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba. To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM. Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.